51, Ray and Patricia Beaver, southeast of Route 1, southeast of Center Avenue, being Lot D 35 within Sea Air Mobile City Mobile Home Park. A variance from the side yard setback requirement, a variance from the separation required between units in a mobile home park. A variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage.
Just a moment, Dawn. Your question was what, ma'am?
Would we be able to get our 485 back?
For what reason?
What reason, ma'am?
Because we were in a violation. They told us to go ahead and do it, and we started, then they made us stop again. Then they made us pay the money.
But you received a permit, correct?
Yes.
And it showed on the permit the correct setback requirements?
We stayed in this, we just went up. That's it, and they said we could.
Yeah, we just did what we were allowed to do, and then we got this to appear in court.
But you were in violation of the setback as to the per the permit?
No, we had a permit when we first.
We had the permit to do our work.
And what did the permit say?
That we could go up, and that's what we did.
Yeah.
But the permit also stated your setback requirements.
We're the same. We're the same that we were.
I understand that, but if you had measured your distance to the property line, then you should have questioned if you were, you know, you were allowed to do anything.
I can discuss it if you want, but you really don't want to get into it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Ray Beaver, Lot 35.
What is your address?
My regular address?
Yes.
Oh, 42 Market Street, Tamaqua, Pennsylvania.
Patricia Beaver, 42 Market Street, Tamaqua, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear testimony about to give, true or fresh knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening.
How you doing? I bought a mobile home in Sierra Village from.
Sun Homes.
Sun Homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we applied for building permits to put a deck and a green room on and a shed in the back.
Okay.
I have building permits here. And she applied for a variance and was denied the variance, said she didn't need it. But I have the building permits and everything right here.
Now, when you say she didn't need the variance, who said you didn't need the variance?
That's such a story. When I came in, I said, "Do I need a variance?" I showed them the plans. They didn't even want to see it. They said, "You don't need a variance." And I kept pushing the issue because the manager of Sea Air said that he thought that we would need a variance. So, okay, they said, "Okay." They said, "Go and see the woman on the right-hand side. There was a door." So I went in the right-hand side in there, and she screamed at me, and I mean screamed. She said, "Who sent you in here?" And ran out, came out with me. In the meantime, the woman was out of break. I think she was new because she was like giving me a hard time, like she was. She had asked the other woman questions at the time. So then the woman said, "Well, go to this other woman." She again said, "You don't need a variance." And I will swear that on a Bible. And then we went to get the permit and the variance for the sunroom, because we thought at this time, they told us to go in the back room where you get the variance. So that's when we went there, and we got the variance.
That's a permit. You didn't get the variance that time. You got the variance when we mailed it in.
For the screen room I'm talking about.
No, you didn't get the variance. It was a permit.
Okay.
Okay.
And I had to get a survey, which I think when I bought the home, I only have it a year and 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bought as a retirement home, which is becoming a nightmare.
Right.
But I had to get a survey of things, and I think that should have been done when the home was put in. I don't know what type of survey or how they got the permit or the variance to put it in.
When you say that, who's they?
Sun Home, I mean Sierra Village.
They come got the permit?
When they put the home in, yeah.
They said they got a variance for the.
They got a variance to put it in.
In fact, we have it here.
Oh, they got the variance?
Yeah.
Is that them?
I think that's, what is that here with this one?
Did you purchase a package already set and whatnot?
From Sun Home, from Sea Air, which is Sun Home, you know, Sun Homes are the people.
Thank you, deal.
Permits and.
You're gonna need these. It has correct setbacks on them.
But who obtained those permits?
We obtained the sun porch, the sunroom, and the deck, and the shed permits.
And who built the sunroom?
Yes, we did that.
You did that.
They put the home down on it.
Okay, and you did the rest yourself?
Right, right.
So how many square feet is the additions that you added? Over 300?
The what part?
You added the sunroom and decking.
Yeah.
And how many square feet does that total?
Well, the screen room is 10 by 16, and the deck is 10 by 20.
Okay, well, that looks to be the part in the violation, not the mobile home structure.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So Sierra had nothing to do with doing that?
All right. No, we did
put
that.
Put that on your own.
No, but they were also saying that it wasn't set right, that was taking up too much room.
Said,
well, once you built that on, yes, you are taking up too much room. But prior to that, you weren't.
Okay.
So you folks created the need for the variance?
Yeah.
Yourself.
And you did that building yourself?
We had a contractor put it on.
You obtained the permit, not the contractor?
Right.
Yeah, we obtained the permit, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Webb? Mr. Mill? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Do we have a spokesman for the group or all that would like to speak? Please come forward now if you wish to speak. So you can be sworn. You can sit down right up front, if you would, please.
Name and address.
George Robert Littleton, 601 North Bayshore Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Jeannie Sisk, 19796 Sierra Avenue.
Can you swear you both in? You swear a testimony you're about to give to your best knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Good evening.
Us again.
You two you're in opposition. You may go first, please.
We're in opposition because, of course, the three variants that are being asked for is after the fact that they built the two additions on, and the maintenance gentleman. See, every building permit has to be approved by the office,
right?
And they had to approve it. Sierra office had to approve it. So how this ever got through, we have no idea. And then the maintenance man at this particular time is Mr. John Cates, and he turned around and measured the property and moved lines into other people's property. This gentleman, I'm sure you all recognize and remember, he was a maintenance man for 10 years in Sierra. And we never had the problems when he was there. So I'd like him to add anything that he can, and I will greatly apologize to the residents that are being stuck with some of the situations they have to go through. I, again, feel it's not their fault at all. It is.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Can I first clear up a misconception that there's no front lot line marks anywhere in Sierra? That is not true. Out in the front of each lot, there's a stop. It's about that long. It's a piece of rhubarb drove down in the ground at the front corner of every lot. I've had that verified by two different residents who were older people of the park and know John Marsh Jr., who was the son of the gentleman who built the original park. Mm-hmm. And I've had a conversation with them years ago and had that verified by him also.
We have one of the ladies who has the existing rhubarb in here, yeah. Whatever it's called.
I'm like Ms. Siska. To me, it seems like that the mobile home situation in Sierra has gotten to be a real problem, and the people back here are a perfect example of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The park is setting bigger units, which is fine if they're getting legally variances and stuff like that. But if someone walks into an office and gets screamed at, there's something wrong, you know?
Well, that's one of the things we've requested is a survey to show where the
there's a survey that was done in 82 that was a re-verification of the early 70s survey.
We have a survey
that I was told, and she has a copy of the maps right here. It might not have
presenting
been.
Presenting it, and they keep on saying there's no survey, and yes, there is. We've verified it, and I've sent you a letter recently in regards to that, and Richard Burrell.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I was told that the survey that was done in 1982 was a survey not done for a mobile home park. It was done to, what was it, to put homes in it or something? To put something, it wasn't done for to be a mobile home park. So therefore, the lot lines would be different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I was told, and that was verification of that, which I don't have. But we did get a survey.
Right.
You were kind of in the middle of this thing.
Well, that's, I mean,
right. Unfortunately.
We understand. It's the responsibility of the park to provide the survey.
But we did get it. We did pay for a survey and got one.
For your property?
Yes.
Yeah, right. We should have a copy. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you want to see it.
Who is the surveyor?
Postal survey.
Postal survey.
The problem, of course, is if you read the survey, that the corner markers were set by the park management. So, you know,
question.
It's hardly a survey. You know, park management setting the corners.
Well, like we can't, you know.
We understand your dilemma.
Is it a good survey or isn't it a survey?
Well, he surveyed the actual.
I paid, you know what I mean? I paid money for it.
He surveyed it based on what the park is saying are your corner markers.
These are corner markers. That's all he's going by. That's the problem.
But we've had numerous cases come before us now, which we've asked for a survey of the park, the entire park.
Entire part,
so that it can be determined where the property lines are, because we our suspicion is that lot lines are moving, but without a proper survey, we won't know that.
The sad part of it is, there's not a shed, home, deck around our whole area that's within accordance with the way it should be. So what does a person do? Does that each person down the line have to move something into court? I mean. There's not even around us. There's what is it? There are three sheds.
Yeah.
There's not one shed that's what's a 5 foot
foot
away
from the line. So I mean I don't understand what.
The one shed on the right hand side is even over on our so called property.
I mean we bought a retirement home. Now we got a nightmare.
Well. Okay. All right. They're. Any other opposition or any other questions from members? Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 9551 under advisement.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9551 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement tonight. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.
You mean it may be made tonight, the decision?
There may be a decision made tonight.
The reason I took it under advisement is so we can discuss it further as far as the legal aspects, but we probably won't make a decision tonight.
Just say I could call tomorrow morning or something like that?
Call the office.
You call the office in the morning.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Case number.